This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The state's first ever public law school starts classes today. The UMass School of Law in Dartmouth was formerly known as the Southern New England School of Law. It was a struggling, unaccredited school that literally donated itself to UMass Dartmouth earlier this year. Making this law school part of the state system took quite a fight. Several private law schools oppose the idea. They say competition is already tough enough for their graduates, and they have a point. Massachusetts has the second highest per capita concentration of lawyers in the country, behind New York. It's easy to make lawyer jokes, but supporters of the UMass law idea argue that the state actually has a dearth of public service lawyers, public defenders, people defending the poor and the indigent for very little money. The hope is that this public law school, with its lower tuition, will produce more lawyers ready to serve the public interest. And so far, at least, the experiment is a success. Even though the school is still unaccredited, 475 people applied, and 182 first years are starting classes today. That's dozens more than were projected. Joining me is the dean of the UMass School of Law, Robert Ward. Dean Ward, welcome to Radio Boston.
Good afternoon, Sasha, and thank you very much.
And listeners, we would love to hear from you, especially if you're a lawyer or a law student. Do you think there are already too many law schools out there? Is $23,000 a year cheap enough, that's the price of tuition at UMass Dartmouth, to produce a generation of public service lawyers? Does the state need more lawyers, or do we have enough? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. So, Dean Ward, classes start today. And this we should not underestimate what it took to get this classes going, because this was quite a fight to get this law school opened.
Indeed. For me personally, it was a 10-year fight, and I'm told by others in this area that it's taken 50 years.
Because the first sort of talk or inkling that there should be a public law school was 50 years ago?
That is correct.
Give us sort of the quickie recap of what this fight has been, at least the most pitched portion of it in the past 5 years or so. You were rejected about 5 years ago.
That is correct. That is correct. We made a presentation to the Massachusetts Board of Higher Education. The Massachusetts Board of Higher Education essentially tabled the requests, largely because of pressure from then Governor Mitt Romney. We went into the meeting assuming that we would have a fair hearing, and Governor Romney contacted the members of the Board of Higher Education just prior to the meeting and persuaded them that this was not the way to go.
And part of his concern, a big part of his concern, was that this might just be too expensive to be added to the state university system.
I guess that's what he said. I'm not sure that that's actually true, but, you know, we have to take everyone at face value.
The issue of expense has been a big one. People wonder, can the state afford, given its budget issues, to bring another system, another school into the UMass system? Do you think the state can afford it?
The state isn't paying anything for this public law school. And that was one of the things that we retooled. When we lost 5 years ago, we recognized that the economy was changing. And the truth of the matter is that much of higher education, public higher education, is no longer subsidized by the state. People would be surprised. I think it's maybe 20% at the most. And so the law school is not getting any state funds. And so the money issue is not a point of contention any longer.
So even after it beefs up its library, even after it hires any new faculty it may need to hire, as you increase enrollment, that can be done without reaching into state coffers?
Yes, ma'am. When you consider that we had projected an enrollment of new students of 123 and we ended up with 170-plus, that gives us a reserve. We're going to be returning money to the state that it otherwise wouldn't have. So I believe that this is working.
So why do you think it's a good thing that the state has its first public law school? One of the last states in the country not to have one now has one.
I think it's good because I have spent much of my life trying to encourage lawyers to become social engineers. And that means doing public interest work. And so we now have a dynamic which allows people to go to law school for what is a relatively moderate sum. I know that everyone thinks that 23.5 is a lot, but it's a lot only when you compare it to 41.5.
You just quoted the in-state tuition. It's a little bit more if you come from out of state.
That's correct. That's correct. But I also want to point out that at least half of the students who are enrolled in the first year class, half of them are getting financial aid. And then when you consider the public interest stipends, those folks are only paying half of the tuition costs. So this is affordable. And indeed, the hallmarks of this are access, affordability, and diversity.
We have a number of calls already. Let's take one from Jack, who's calling from downtown Boston. Jack, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Sasha. And Dean Watt, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations for getting the program through. I graduated from a state program with a nursing degree, and I really applaud the state for having such great programs. My question to you, sir, is there currently any thought for an evening program for the law students, or is that something that they could ever consider down the line?
We already have an evening program. In fact, we have a part-time day program and a part-time evening program, so it's already there.
I think you also have a program in which you can, in your senior year, if you're an undergraduate at UMass, basically begin law school early and finish in 2 years instead of three. Is that right?
Indeed. We've had a 3+3 program for a number of years, and now we're in a position to take full advantage of that. So that's another area where people can save money.
And the curriculum's emphasis will be basically study law that will let you go out and do good, not necessarily just earn a lot of money.
Indeed. My hope is that folks will take advantage of the various sort of menu opportunities that we have that focus on doing social good. That is not to say that we don't want some of our graduates to work in the white shoe law firms. We certainly do. But our real concern are the unmet legal needs of the people of Massachusetts. In your earlier segment, you were talking about the Catholic Church. And, you know, those cases were brought essentially by public interest lawyers.
Listeners, we're talking about the new UMass School of Law down in Dartmouth on the South Coast. This is the state's first public law school. It started classes today. Give us a call. We want to know if you think a new law school in the state is a good thing. Is a public law school a good idea, or do we have enough lawyers and enough law schools? We're at 1-800-423-8255. It's 1-800-423-TALK. And Joe is calling from Ashland. Joe, thanks for calling Radio Boston. Joe, are you with us?
Cheryl. I'm Cheryl.
Okay, Cheryl, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Did you want me to make a comment?
Sure. Do you have a thought about this new law school that's part of the UMass system?
Absolutely. I heartily endorse such a thing. The private college systems have, for a long time, been fighting these prestigious type programs because they don't want the competition, and it's just unfair to the school, you know, the average family who really can't afford a $40,000 to $50,000 a year college course for their students. So I, you know, we don't have a veterinary school in the state system. We don't have a architecture program. And I certainly think we should have had a law school a long time ago.
So you're pleased about this?
Yes.
Good.
Very much.
Now, of course, not everyone is convinced that the new UMass Law School is going to produce the kinds of lawyers that the market needs. So I want to bring in someone who has written about this issue with concern, and that's Elie Mistal. He's an editor for Above the Law. This is a law blog based in New York City. He is familiar with Massachusetts. He earned his bachelor's in government and his law degree from Harvard. Elie, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. So tell us, your blog has really been very negative on the fact that UMass now has its first public law school. Why? Why don't you think this is a good thing?
Well, because we're only looking at the demand for students who want to have legal education. We're not looking at the demand for legal jobs out there. I respect the dean's comments very much, and I understand where he's coming from. But at this point, there's really been no evidence to show that there is a job market for these new graduates that UMass is about to put onto the market.
Well, and Dean Ward, he makes a fair point. I mean, certainly we've seen in Boston Harvard or recent law school graduates who've been given jobs at big law firms and then been told, you know what, we need to defer you for a year. We'll pay you, but go off and do something else because we can't take you now. Our numbers don't allow it. What about this point?
Well, a couple of thoughts. First of all, it is difficult to take a job in the private sector when one is facing $150,000 worth of debt. The graduates of the UMass Law School are not going to have that problem. And debt is part of what drives the market and creates the recession, if you will, in the legal area. So I think that this is a win-win.
But people from UMass Law will be graduating with, you know, $70,000 of debt. I mean, even if you talk about how many students got there, will have financial aid packages. Certainly, you know, at Harvard, I had a financial aid package. I was surprised to learn when I graduated from Harvard that I still had to pay that money back. And the only way I could pay that money back was by getting a paying job. Now, granted, coming out of UMass, my debt load would have been a lot smaller. $70,500 is a lot smaller than what I owed. But still, I would need some kind of paying employment in order to pay that money back to somebody.
And no one is suggesting that our students will not have paying jobs. What we are saying, however, is that they will have choices that you perhaps did not have when you graduated, in part because of the debt load.
Well, I think that's the real question here. Like, you know, as you say, will these students have jobs? If so, where? If so, where are the economic impact studies to show that these students are actually going to be employed? Because, you know, we do a lot of reporting on law schools, not just in Boston, but all across the country. And graduates everywhere, at every income level, at every tuition level, are having real problems finding any work, any paid work in this market. Whether that be in a public service, you know, when we talk about the need for more public interest lawyers, and I certainly agree with it. There's, you know, communities, especially in Massachusetts, that are criminally underserved because there are not enough lawyers. But in order to employ a public interest lawyer for an indigent criminal defendant, the government is going to have to pay that lawyer. And at this point, it's not like the government is having a hiring boom on legal aid lawyers. It's not like the government is having a hiring boom on indigent criminal defense attorneys. So, again, just the real question here is, where are the jobs going to come from, and who's going to pay for these graduates to go out and do the good work that I think you and I both agree that needs to be done?
Ellie Mistal is an editor for Above the Law. It's a law blog based in New York City. Ellie, thank you very much for that perspective. And listeners, tell us what you think. Do we need a new law school in Massachusetts? We have one. It's part of the state system. It's cheaper than a lot of the private schools like BC and Harvard and BU. Is that a good thing? We have a call from Mary Lee from Lexington. Mary Lee, thank you for calling Radio Boston.
Thank you. I would like to say, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
I would like to say that having a law degree does not necessarily mean that you go on to take the bar and you practice law. That we, from our young age in elementary school, middle school, high school, and college, are not taught the law. And there should be more emphasis on the average citizen and the average college student knowing our laws, the laws of our country, the black letter law. And there are jobs out there. If you graduate from a law school, you have a juris doctorate. That's a doctorate degree. There are lots of places where you can use that education and not necessarily be a lawyer.
We actually have a student at UMass School of Law on the phone with us right now, and it's Laura Grimes. Laura, thank you also for being available to come on to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Sasha.
So you've heard both sides of this argument, certainly. I'm sure you weighed these when you decided to apply. Why did you choose UMass?
UMass has given me a great opportunity. I was invited to be a public fellow here at the school. I have the opportunity to get a first-class legal education at an extremely discounted rate and then serve the Commonwealth when I graduate. And I'll gain experience. I'll be able to meet my colleagues, develop a client base, create my reputation for myself down here in the Bristol County area.
Do you want to serve the Commonwealth when you graduate?
Absolutely. I've wanted to do that whether or not I was given the public interest fellowship.
So what's your dream job when you get out?
When I graduate, I will apply to be a public defender here in Bristol County.
Now, one of the big concerns about this school is that it isn't accredited yet by the American Bar Association. That means that if it doesn't have that ABA accreditation when you graduate, you're limited in terms of where you can practice. Does that concern you?
Not at all. I have full belief that the ABA accreditation will come in the next year or two. I have full belief in that.
Dean Ward, Dean of the new UMass Law School, do you want to address that? Sort of, can you tell us why no ABA accreditation yet, and what's the plan to try to get it?
Well, we had a vicious cycle of, as a private freestanding school, of trying to generate enough revenue that we could do all the things that the ABA wanted us to do. When we accomplished them, then we tended to bankrupt ourselves. And so that cycle ended with the vote on February 2nd. By donating ourselves to the state, we created an environment where the state was getting $23 million, Most of that could be invested in the public law school. We had a law school that functioned quite well, but just couldn't get to the top and stay there. And so now that is over. I am thrilled that Laura is here, and I agree with Ellie, who spoke earlier, that lawyers do more than just represent people in courtrooms. This is a radio station. It is licensed by the FCC. There are lawyers who work here to help this station stay on the air.
True. So there are many, many, many types of jobs that lawyers
That's
can do,
correct.
And I assume you hope that many of your UMass grads will
That's
go
correct.
Out and do some of those. The ABA, I believe, has also raised issues about the academic qualifications of some of the students. The LSAT scores, the grade scores, tend to be lower than some of the private schools. What about that? Is there a concern that this school may be producing lawyers who aren't qualified enough to be practicing law at a high level?
No, not for me anyway. This year alone, and this is our first class, we've raised LSAT scores and GPAs by about 4 points on average. And I would anticipate that with next year's class, that progress will continue. The UMass brand name is something that people scoffed at back in February. There is no doubt in my mind that we will have 1,000 applications next year. And out of that 1,000 applications, we will get qualified students and still maintain what is an outstanding record in diversity.
So you've raised your LSAT, I should say, the top LSAT score is what, 170? Is that the max you can get, I believe?
Whether it's 170 or 180.
What is the average LSAT score now of a student who's accepted to UMass Dartmouth?
Well, the 75th percentile this year was 148, which is 3 to 4 points higher than it was last year. The 25th percentile is 141, and again, that's 2 or 3 points higher than it was before. So, you know, this has had significant impact already.
And even the types of students you're attracting.
The types of students, I mean, I had the privilege of teaching many of our 1Ls over the summer, and I could see the change in the way the students were prepared for school.
Listeners, we're talking about the new University of Massachusetts School of Law. This is the first public law school in Massachusetts. Classes started today. We want to hear what you think. Is it a good idea? Could it get us more lawyers who don't have to pay as much as they would if they went to Harvard or BU or BC? Call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We also have a call from Joan from Brookline. Joan, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, thank you. Can you hear me?
Well, I can, yes.
Yeah. Let me see. A few comments, if I could squeeze them in. First of all, I applaud the opening of this law school. I went to UMass Medical School, which is highly, highly rated, and I think it's a wonderful thing for UMass to have a law school for a couple of reasons. It increases accessibility to law school for those people in Massachusetts that can't afford the high tuitions of the private schools. The private schools take people from all over the country who then go back to their states and practice. So I think that this means mainly accessibility for Mass residents. When we talk about there might not be a lot of jobs in law, well, I don't see the private law schools lowering their numbers of students. So that's really a really stupid argument for not opening a public law school. So I'm in favor of it for a million reasons. I'm curious if the law school will be doing what the medical school did, which is when you stay in Massachusetts and work, your some of the loans might be forgiven.
Dean, will that be a possibility? Could, if you stay in Massachusetts, stay in your home state?
Joan, that is something that we examined early on. First of all, let me congratulate you from graduating from the medical school. And in fact, much of what we have outlined for the future of the law school is based upon the medical school experience. And it is our hope that most of the public interest scholars will stay here and practice in Massachusetts. I think over time, as we become more successful, that we will be able to look at other options that make this law school even more accessible than it is now.
Dean Robert Ward, thank you very much for coming to the studio today. Dean Robert Ward is the new dean of the University of Massachusetts School of Law, the state's first public law school, which started classes today. Thank you for coming to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much, Sasha.